It's mid-afternoon on a Monday at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa. People are gathered around slot machines and card tables. At an hour's drive from Disney World, this is the closest casino to Orlando. And Orlando is where gambling opponents are mustering their forces against any expansion of gambling in the state.
This is an industry that makes its money persuading people to make bets. And that's what they're doing with us.
John Sawinski is the head of No Casinos, a group that's been fighting the expansion of gambling in Florida for over three decades.
They're asking us to bet the future of Florida that this would be a good thing and not a bad thing for our state.
The gambling industry wants to put integrated resorts in South Florida, with hotels, convention spaces, shops, restaurants, and casinos. To try and gauge the potential effects of these casinos, the state legislature commissioned a study from Spectrum Gaming Group. Spectrum wrote a 700-page report, which Representative Matt Gaetz described last October as a Rorschach test.
Where everyone can stare at the ink blot and see what they want to see.
You know, these aren't going to be the worst thing in the world. These aren't going to be the end of Florida as we know it.
Brewster Beavis, a lobbyist for the Pro-Casino Associated Industries Florida, says integrated resorts will boost the economy. Associated Industries sponsored a website called Best for Florida, which promotes the idea.
Florida's not going to simply break off and sink under the ocean if we put one of these integrated resorts down in Southeast Florida.
Actually, says John Sawinski of No Casinos,
this would be a disaster for our economy.
No Casinos even launched a parody website called Less for Florida. Sawinski says the gambling industry's promise of more jobs is an empty one.
Because a job in a casino comes at a job at the expense of another business that's already a part of our economy.
Siding with No Casinos are the Central Florida Hotel and Lodging Association and Disney. Disney declined to be interviewed, but a spokesperson said, quote, legalizing mega casinos would be a bad bet for Florida's taxpayers, tourism brand, and existing businesses. But Michael Saul, a gambling and hospitality industry consultant, says those fears are overstated.
I don't have any clients that aspire to develop resorts that compete with Disney or even in the immediate neighborhood.
Complicating the potential gambling legislation is the state's current compact with the Seminole Tribe. The compact gives the Seminoles exclusive rights to slot machines and house bank card games like blackjack outside of Miami-Dade and Broward counties. In return, the state gets at least $1 billion over 5 years. The compact is up for renewal in 2015, but new legislation to expand gambling could throw it into jeopardy.
We signed an agreement.
That's Jacob Stewart of the Orlando Chamber of Commerce, who, for the record, is opposed to the expansion of gambling. He thinks the state should uphold its end of the bargain with the Seminole Tribe.
And we ought to honor the agreement. And if we don't, let me just say that Florida is going to be on the hook, substantial hook, to compensate those that are injured by changing this agreement.
Back at the Seminole Hard Rock in Tampa, there's an announcement going off for a patron to pick up his $2,000 prize.
And the winner for the 1 o'clock drawing is going
to be 15 minutes. And if Central Florida-based interests have their way, the ticket for expanded gambling would go unclaimed as well. I'm Carmel Dalshad, 90.7 News.